Welcome to this beginner Ableton Lev 12 lesson on tightening an air horn hit for heavyweight sub impact in jungle and old school DNB. Now, an air horn is not just a hype sound. In this style, it's a statement. It can mark a drop, answer the drums, or slam into a breakdown with that proper rude warehouse energy. But if the horn is too long, too bright, or too loose, it starts smearing into the bass and the whole drop loses weight. So the goal here is simple. Make the horn hit hard, stay tight, and leave space for the sub to do the heavy lifting. Let's start by importing a short air horn sample into an audio track in arrangement view. You want to see the waveform clearly so you can edit it with precision. If the sample already has a strong attack and not too much built-in reverb, that's a great starting point. If it's a bit messy or long, don't worry, we're about to tighten it up. First job. Trim the start. Zoom in on the clip and remove any silence before the transient. You want the horn to speak immediately, right on the grid or maybe just a hair before it if you want a more urgent feel. In DNB, those first few milliseconds matter a lot. If the horn arrives late, it loses that punchy, commanding energy. If you hear clicks after trimming, add a tiny fade in, just enough to smooth it out, but keep it super short. We're talking a few milliseconds, not a long ramp. Next, tighten the tail. This is where the horn starts to become a proper accent instead of a long, floating sound. Shorten the clip so the end of the hit finishes earlier, and if needed, add a quick fade out. A good beginner target is somewhere around 200 to 600 milliseconds for a punchy stab, depending on the sample. If the sample has baked in reverb or a big ring, trim more aggressively. Remember, shorter often feels harder in this style. You want pressure, not baggage. Now let's clean up the low end. Add EQ8 after the sample. This is a really important step, because air horn samples can carry unwanted low rumble that fights the kick and sub. Start with a high pass filter somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Then listen in context with the drums and bass. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 450 Hz. If it needs more bite, you can gently boost the presence area around 2 to 5 kHz. And if it gets too sharp or painful, dip a little around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep the moves small. In DNB, the sub lane is sacred. If the horn is stealing that space, the drop gets smaller instead of bigger. After EQ, add compressor to tighten the horn a bit. We are not trying to squash it flat, just make the hit more consistent so it sits with the drums. A good starting point is a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loudest part. A slightly slower attack helps the front edge punch through, which is exactly what you want here. If it feels too spiky, shorten the attack a little. If it starts sounding lifeless, ease off and let more transient through. Now we can add a little grit. Put saturator after the compressor and give it a subtle push, maybe 1 to 5 dB of drive. Turn soft clip on if needed and match the output so you're not fooled by pure loudness. This is a classic move for old school jungle and heavier DNB because it adds harmonics, makes the horn feel denser, and helps it cut through busy breakbeats. If it starts sounding harsh or fizzy, back it off. You want rude, not painful. If the horn is still ringing out too long, use gate to force a tighter ending. Set the threshold so the horn opens cleanly, attack very fast, hold short, and release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. You can place gate before or after saturation depending on the sound you want. Before saturation gives a cleaner shape. After saturation gives you tighter control over the final tone. Use it only if you need it. For beginners, the earlier trim and fade work is often enough. Now let's talk arrangement, because in DNB the placement matters just as much as the sound. Don't throw the horn in randomly. Put it where it means something. A strong option is the first beat of a new 8-bar section. That makes it feel like a proper drop marker. You can also use it on bar 4 or bar 8 as a response to the drum pattern, or just before a fill to build tension. Think of the horn as an accent, not a lead. It should snap the groove into focus, not fight for attention across the whole bar. If you want space and atmosphere, use return tracks for reverb and delay instead of drowning the dry horn. Keep the main hit up front and punchy, then send a little to reverb or echo if the arrangement needs depth. For a subtle effect, try a short reverb decay and a small amount of delay with filtered repeats. In a heavy drop, you may want almost no effect at all. The drier the hit, the more brutal it tends to feel. Now listen to the horn together with the kick, snare, and sub. This is where the real test happens. If the horn makes the drums feel smaller, it's too dominant. If it feels like it locks the groove in and adds attitude without clutter, you're in the right zone. Try checking it in mono too, Because heavyweight DNB often works best when the core impact is centered and solid. You want the horn to feel present, but not wider or messier than the low-end foundation. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. Don't leave low-end in the horn sample. Don't overuse reverb. Don't make the horn louder than the drums just because it's exciting. And don't place it without thinking about the phrase. The best horn hits in this style feel intentional, like part of the arrangement language. If you want to take it a step further, try making two versions. One can be dry and brutal for the drop, and another can be a bit wider or more atmospheric for a breakdown. You can also create a ghost version that's filtered and quieter for fills, or use a tiny reverse slice before the hit to create a suction effect. If you're feeling adventurous, duplicate the horn and layer a very quiet body layer underneath, maybe with a touch more low mid weight. Just keep the main hit tight and let the second layer support it. Here's a quick practice challenge. Take one air horn sample and build a simple 8-bar DNB arrangement. Trim the start, shorten the tail, high pass around 150 Hz, add a little compression, add a touch of saturation, and place the hit on bar 1 of the drop. Then duplicate it to bar 5 or bar 8 as a response. Play it against a kick, snare, and sub-loop, and make one improvement based on what you hear. For an extra challenge, make a second version that's a bit wetter and darker for a breakdown. So remember this. In jungle and old school DNB, the horn works best when it punches like part of the rhythm section. Keep it tight, keep it rude, and let the sub do the heavy lifting.